You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
And then I went, I saw my body down, I drifted back into my body, and I took that substance that I was abusing to breathe in, and I threw it out and never went near that stuff again. I had learned my lesson. And I did end up going back to live with my mom, who was in the throes of alcoholism. Had I not done that, she probably would have died. So I was able to be, you know, my mom's son. She got healed when I was 15 and lived over 40 years sober after that.
Wow.
So there's hope for anybody listening to this broadcast. God can switch things. If people take drugs.
Yes.
I remember when I got born again, the day I got born again, I remember I was in my living room alone, and I was feeling the supernatural peace. I immediately said, this is why people do drugs. Yes. I said, the drugs are the counterfeit. This is the real McCoy.
That's right. God has the real stuff, y'all.
Yeah. I was afraid that for years I didn't tell anybody that because I was afraid God would be offended that I would associate his beautiful holiness, his Holy Spirit, equate it with drugs, but the feeling. But I understood instantly that was my first thought, you know.
Yeah.
And then the second thought was, this is what the black folks are talking about. I said, this is joy. I thought joy and happiness were synonyms, and I was just bubbling over with joy. And I went, you're real. So you're doing the drugs, and then you end up selling the drugs.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of money involved in that, right?
Well, it's a lot of money to be blown when you're making it. When you're in that situation, you don't really save it. You just...
The Bible says ill-gotten gain grows wings and takes flight. It seems to be true.
Yeah, it's totally true.
Yeah, ill-gotten gain grows wings and takes flight.
But even then, I was trying to save people and help people.
Well, that's great. So you essentially were a good person.
Yeah, I was essentially, I had a very good heart the whole time. But that's why I really was trying to mask that pain and just do anything. Even work, I was a workaholic too. So that's
what'd you do for a living?
Home improvements.
Oh, you were doing that then?
Yeah.
So you're a carpenter.
Yes, carpenter, painter.
Wow, look at that. You're still doing that today?
I do.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Well, there's good money in that.
Yeah, I enjoy it. It's, God
you try
just
to price
the
things
right
honestly.
People in my house, in my path, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, as long as you keep the prices fair, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There's in this world today, there's so many people out there, you know, that take advantage of a situation.
Yeah.
You know, I had somebody who was going to do roofing. And he came and told me $4,500, right? Another roofer came along who's a friend, so I can do this for $900.
Oh,
he did
wow.
it. Did the same thing, saved me $3,500.
Wow.
Always got to get a second, what do you call it, quote.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Because in today's world, you know. I could tell you other stories, too.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I always try to be fair.
Yeah. Yeah. A man is worth his labor, too. Don't let other people
That's
take
right.
advantage of you by not paying
That's
you enough, right?
I have a saying, I try to be fair with them and be fair with me.
Yeah. So, okay, so you started doing drugs when you were 14. What was first, marijuana or what?
Marijuana.
Yeah, then alcohol or?
Yeah, then alcohol.
And then what?
Then from there was cocaine, pills, whatever I could get a hold of, really just to stop the pain.
And the pain was the anger towards the man who abused you? The pain was what else?
I think it was from parents, brother, the man abused me. It was from all of it.
It accumulates.
Yeah. Just felt like I was never really wanted as a kid.
Now, do you have any stories you want to tell about that before we move on to your conversion?
No, like, I don't.
Things that happen?
As a kid?
Well, anywhere from the age of, let's say, 13 on to one, what, 30, in your 30 what?
Oh, okay, I got you. Let's see. Well, I can just say I was addicted to just about every drug out there. I would just change one addiction to another addiction. When I would quit one, I would just change it to another one.
Wow.
And at 36, I finally figured out that the addiction we all want is Jesus. If you're addicted to Jesus, he's got the good stuff, man.
Now, you were still doing your business. You're making a living.
Oh, yeah, the whole time. I kept my business going. I've always been my own boss, and it was amazing because it seems like God was even in it then. And I tried not to abuse the drugs. I would try to just do enough where I didn't have to feel the pain. But abuse still came in.
Hmm. So, you all of a sudden have this desire to know the Lord.
Yes.
In a real way.
Yes, in a real way, yes.
And so what happened that day? Explain to me again.
Well, I was laying in the bed, and I was just thinking about killing myself. And
how were you going to kill yourself?
I didn't even go that far yet. Okay. I mean, I just heard, I was watching a secular TV program. It was a band playing a song, and I heard, "Oh, my God, fill me with the Holy Ghost, take me by the hand, and pull me out." And
that was the name of the song or something?
And they were not singing that. That's just what I heard in my head.
Oh.
And so I just started singing it over and over. I just turned off the TV and started walking around the house.
And the song was to say it again?
Oh, my God, fill me with the Holy Ghost. Take me by the hand and pull me out. Because I knew I was in hell. And the enemy was trying to take me out.
Oh, God, fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Say the words again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yep.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Fill me with the Holy Ghost.
Take me by the hand.
Take me by the hand.
And pull me out, because I felt like I was in hell.
Now, that, of course, that inspiration may be coming from the Lord, and maybe that's just specifically for you, too, that song was kind of like
created in your being. Oh, yeah, it's been my anthem.
Wow.
For months, I just kept singing it every time the enemy would try to come at me, because it was like he was always trying to mess me up somehow. And I would just start singing that and praying, and God would just bring me peace. And so I wouldn't, yeah, so he would bring me peace. So why wouldn't I just keep doing it?
That's great. I can just see your book right now. The Pain of My Past.
Yes.
That'd be the name of it.
Yeah.
And then you open it up, and there's one page, and it says that, "Oh, Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost." And what else does it say? To
take me by the hand and
pull me out.
And then
that would be all that would be on that page.
Yeah, then I changed it to "Lead me on" after a while.
Lead me on.
After he done pulled me out, I changed it to "Lead me on."
Pulled me out and lead me on.
Yeah. And he has ever since. He has led me.
Now, what age were you when this conversion experience happened?
36.
How old are you now?
I am 56.
So 20 years.
No, I'm 57 now. So it's been 21 years.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
So 21 years of just and I've gotten knocked down during that time and just
knocked down in what way?
You know, just depression or something come on, and I would slip back into a little bit of drugs. But
oh, you would.
Yes. So the thing is. It doesn't matter how many times the enemy knocks us down or we do it to ourselves. You just have to get back up and run back to Jesus. And
do you ever go to a 12-step program?
Oh, yes. I've been in a few of them.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know of one that's all men on Tuesday nights if you ever want to go. It's down in Fort Pierce. It's called the Warriors or Motorcycle Group.
Yeah.
It's all men. You ever been there? No?
No, I would like the address.
You would like it.
Yes.
Because it's all guys. These are big guys that maybe like to do damage to people just for the fun of it when they're younger.
And I live in Fort Pierce, so that's perfect. Yes.
Oh, you live there now?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. You live in Fort Pierce.
Yeah,
oh, great.
I live in Fort Pierce
I'll have to introduce my friend Michael. He goes to Oceans Unite up here at the mall.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah. I like that. It's a good church, you know.
Yeah, I've got around a little bit since I've been here.
That's a good big church you want to go to. You want to go to a smaller church? There's another church over in...
We're in Horizon.
Islow. Horizon.
Yeah, we go to Horizon.
Is that down in Fort Pierce?
No, it's... I'm not even exactly sure it is, but sure where it is. It's 10 minutes from here,
now,
20
is that,
minutes
is
from
it a
Fort
church
Pierce.
Or is that a recovery center?
It's a church. Well, yeah, it's a church.
Yeah. I heard there was one recovery center.
It's a small church, though. I like small churches. We're more like a family there, and every Sunday after church, we have dinner all together.
Do you?
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
And it is. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, I'd like to go sometime. What kind of, any specific denomination or?
No denomination. Just all about God.
There's something about Brad's night. Every Sunday, your Sunday dinner? So what time is the service?
The service is at. Starts at 10.
10.
And goes till about 12.
12.
Yeah.
Predominantly black, and black and white, mixture.
There's a few blacks, but mostly white.
Yeah. And the non-denominational.
Yes.
And the name of it again is the New Horizon?
Just Horizon.
Horizons. Yeah. Okay. And where's that located?
I'm not even sure. Yeah. I'm not sure how to tell you.
You just know how to get there.
But all you got to do is look up Horizon.
Yeah. In Fort Pierce.
No, it's not in Fort Pierce.
Oh, where is it?
It's 10 minutes towards Fort Pierce. I guess that's still almost in Vero, but not in Vero.
Oh, it's up this way.
Yeah,
so it's north of Fort Pierce.
Yeah, we drive up here.
Oh, Horizons, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So for 30-something years there, you're using drugs, you're addicted to drugs, you would change different drugs to change your poison.
Yeah.
You get bored with one? Well,
alcoholics ran in my family, so I was trying to stay away from the alcohol because my fear was becoming an alcoholic. So thank God I never became an alcoholic.
Just addicted to cocaine.
Well, cocaine didn't last very long.
No.
I think the nerve pills, I can't say cocaine didn't last very long. I guess about 8 years. So that's a long time.
Well, the dangerous thing, according to Zig Ziglar, the motivational expert who I interviewed a few times, he said cocaine, says, it could be your first time trying it. It could be your 500th time trying it. They don't know when it'll happen, but it can close up the dopamine, the machinery in your brain that makes dopamine, and you can never know true happiness again. That's why people commit suicide, you know.
But sometimes, I guess God fixed me.
yeah. So you have this experience. You're calling out on God, and the difference in your heart this day was you surrendered. Explain that.
I totally surrendered and gave up my will and just desired his will over my own. That's what I do to this day. It's like, God, not my will, but your will be done.
Now, do you still fall now or no?
No.
No.
I mean, we all are going to have shortcomings, but all I can say, as long as you jump back up and jump into Jesus's arms, Romans 4:4-5 says you're counted righteous, not because of what you can do, but because of you trust.
Now, how long has it been now that you haven't had any drugs?
A
couple of years?
Yeah, about 3 years.
3 years, good. Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for New Day with Rhett Palmer.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
Out of the darkness, we will rise and